Fifth parak of Amos 20th Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima Omer, heavy as Kanomer. Person should be brazen like a tiger. Person should not be afraid of what people will say about him if he's doing the right thing. If he's doing the wrong thing, he should be embarrassed. But Kal Kanesha, he should be light like an eagle. Rotz Katzvi, quick, run quickly like a deer, the Gibo Kari. And powerful like the lion, Lassel Sainavicha Shabashamayim. All the different koichas you have should use to do the Ratzon Hashem. This is the way a person's supposed to get out of bed in the morning, with that feeling of all these together. Who Hoya Oimer as Ponim Legehenim? The same person that said you should be as Kanoma, they said a person who is as a brazen person goes to Gehenim. So once again, that if you use the brazenness, that you're not brazenness basically means that you don't care what people think. So if you have that nakuda, because you do what's right and you're not always looking over your shoulder to see what people think about you, that's a wonderful thing. But as Ponim means that he thinks he knows better than everybody else, and anybody that says anything against him, he doesn't care about. That is dangerous, because sometimes you could be doing it against the people that are saying the right things. Boishes Ponim the Gan Eden, a person who's embarrassed will get to Gan Eden. Because, like we said, he'll be embarrassed to do things that are improper. Yirotim l'fnei Hashem l'keinu, shetibona ircho, v'mheiru v'yameinu v'sengi chelkeinu v'seyosecho. Say this after Atfilas, like it says, and we're in Golis, we can't have a full chelik b'toira, because we're preoccupied with all the tzars of the Golis. But the two go together. We should have the Binyan Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, and then we'll have a full chelik in Torah.